Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. Well, after the hour, thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Beth Ross is here. Beth is our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, certified career and executive coach, and she helps her clients, whether they be employees or employers, get their ducks in a row with regard to placement, positioning of people, making sure that you got the right round pegs and the round holes and all that. And she's here to help us with that today. Beth Ross, welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
It's good to have you back, as always, Beth. Hey, Beth, one of the things that I've been observing and have been talking about is the way the positions that people have in businesses these days are changing. It includes not only the work that they're doing, the assignments, the tasks, the responsibilities, how certain things that, you know, sort of cubby holes that we had people in, those are changing, and it includes the titles and so if you're bringing people on and you're putting them in a position, the titles that you're giving them are changing. If you're looking for a job, you know, you got to make sure that you're not, you know, seeking a position that's outdated, basically. What do you think?
Yeah, at least the title is outdated. The title office manager is long gone. And so what will you be doing instead if you have, or your background experience has those skills in there? You've got to think on the cutting edge of tomorrow.
Well, and, you know, for example, I've been telling, you know, over a course of a year, I work with people whose title is vice president of marketing and advertising, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell these VPs that your title is going to change. You're going to very soon be considered the vice president of communities or vice president of connections or something like that, because marketing won't really cover all the things that you're going to be doing. What do you think?
Well, if it's marketing at all, it will be digital. Everything that all the marketing people who are smart are going to seminars and classes to get themselves mentally arranged, if you will, to be a new kind of person with new kinds of services. And those who aren't doing it are going to be left behind. You have to keep up with the speed and ferocity of how things are changing.
Mm-hmm. What are some other things that you're seeing out there along these lines?
I'm seeing that people are needing to get ready for the shock, if you will, of what the interview might be like, particularly if they have not had to interview in a long time. And I'm seeing someone later this morning who's in that position. She had various positions in the past, and there was a family illness, so she's been out of the workforce for the last 2 years. Did you hear what I said? Last 2 years, while the world has changed so dramatically,
right.
And I'm really trying to get her ready for the competitive nature of what the interview process will be like. Even as she approaches these companies, I'm working with her on a template and format for writing a really great cover letter. Sometimes that's what they read, and if the cover letter is not okay, they don't even get around to your application or maybe your resume.
Right.
The cover letters are really important, and I think I was telling you earlier that if any of your listeners would like a template on how to write a great, great, great cover letter, they can go to my website, www.BethRoss.com. And they'll see my email.
BethRoss.com. Go ahead.
Yeah, but my email is beth@BethRoss.com. And they email me. I will send them free of charge this template on how to write a great cover letter, which might really
Thank
help
you for
somebody
that.
A lot.
So as an employer, if I'm interviewing someone for an assignment, I'm going to be looking for should I always expect a cover letter on the resume? If I get an applicant to send me something, and it has a resume but it does not have a cover letter, what should I think about that?
Well, you would think that is very odd, because to get the resume, they've got to be sending you some kind of notification about what this resume is for, right? So if you don't send the cover letter,
in the old days you got resumes, you didn't get cover letters.
Well, that was the old days. This is the new days, and in some of the internet postings, they will say something about put down a certain number or so. But you've got to identify why you're sending a resume. Unless you're just sending a resume cold, that won't work either. If you're going to send a resume,
Here's another little pitfall though with a letter. If you send me a letter, and I read about four words and realize this is a form letter that you put on top of your resume for everybody. That even
no,
though
you're not
going
to realize that because my template
to write a letter for me, you actually have.
You're in trouble.
You didn't customize your letter for me. That's a little bit
of
a turn off too.
Here's what I'm talking about a template. All it shows you is that there are going to be four paragraphs. Tells you the focus of all four paragraphs. It will not tell you what to say. There is nothing format about this, because you're absolutely right, Tim. Some of the old outplacement firms used to do that. They would give people format. And I can see one of those things a million miles off the minute the envelope opens. They didn't think themselves. They just copied a format. That's not what I'm going to be sending people. I'm going to be sending you an outline.
Oh, yeah. No, I realize that. But I mean, but that happened to us recently. We got a letter with a resume, but it was obviously they hadn't taken any time to think about, what we do and to find out what we do and to customize. So that's a very important thing, folks. You go the extra mile and do the letter if you're looking for a job. Go the extra mile to write a letter, but
that
do something.
That first paragraph is the grabber, I call it. And that first paragraph says how great you think this company is and so forth. It tells you how to do it. There's so many people
who don't know why you're excited about going to work for them. Hold on to that thought, Beth. We're going to take a quick break, folks. Right back with Beth Ross after these messages, 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Doesn't mean that much to me. Take a chance on the future life, just like all the rest.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.